Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cow's diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Oh, there's usually a fur at the end.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
I don't know why that didn't play. Hey, welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And our theme is weird. Something happened there.
Something happened.
I figured that out. Why did that happen? Oh, it's there. It just didn't play.
It just took a little time.
Well, I don't love that. That's weird. Anyway, welcome back to the show. It's nice to see everybody. Hope you're having a nice, early, warm summer piece of business. It's like 90-something degrees today.
I think it was 85 when I woke up this morning.
Why is it so freaking hot? Well, the other day it was down to
heat wave coming.
It was down to like 50 the
it's
other day.
It's also really windy, and so yeah. It's kind of nice. It makes you sweat, and then you just cool off with your sweat. It's great.
All worried about. We got listeners and friends in the Yellowstone area. I hope you guys are okay. They still don't have power most of that place.
Oh my gosh.
Some people still can't travel in or out, which means, you know,
you're kind of just stuck there.
You're stuck. I hope you got, you know, basics and stuff to get by. Freaking sucks, man. They haven't had that. They've never had that flooding. It's unprecedented. There's no historical equivalent in that area anyway, which, you know, it happens. Some places are like, oh, we've never seen anything like this. And then you don't see it again for another 100 years. But
we're in a drought and we're only a state away and they're flooded.
So. They're flooded. Yeah. So keep some of that water if you can. Hang on to it. You're going to need it later when you have the drought part. All right. Well, let's get right into
that
it.
Sucks.
Excuse me, freaking phlegmy this morning. It's kind of gross, isn't it? I got a little thing to bring up. My mom called the other day. You were here for this. Mm-hmm. And she found some tapes, some old tapes, and she wasn't sure what they were. And she says, well, they're labeled this and that, and it's, you know, you and your sister singing a song and all this stuff.
What did she say? They're an inch by 3 inches.
An inch by 3 inches.
So we're like, oh.
It's like, what
well,
is
that's
that?
Like VHS, if you think of the width of a VHS.
Yeah, an inch is about right? For the height of it.
Right, and then the
thickness.
The tall, not the width, but the tall.
The tall, yeah.
It would be about 3 inches, right?
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 inches.
I think so.
Ish.
Or
she wasn't
or
measuring it. She was just kind of eyeballing
She's
it.
Like eyeballing. She goes, I don't remember these. I don't remember how
I
these
I don't know
works.
What these are.
Do you know what they turned out to be?
I do.
They turned out to be cassette tapes, audio tapes. There's no inch anywhere on that.
She's like, I don't know what these go in. And I'm like,
she kind of lost it a little bit, and it made me worry about her current. Well, whatever. Her answer to me on the phone was, well, you have to understand, I had brain surgery. She uses that all the time now, and she did, you know, and that's a big thing. But I don't think it accounts for forgetting what a cassette tape is, but. Anyway, she found all
they
these.
They were one of the videotapes that are the small, the Super 8s or the smaller.
She thought they were video.
Video ones.
They were never video. They were always audio, which is interesting because she used to be a voice teacher. Like, she used to teach choir, like a little kids choir thing. And they recorded all the time on tapes. I have some of those tapes that'll say mom's Christmas thing at the mall or whatever. And she just could not wrap her head around it, but she figured it out. And apparently there's stuff in me when I was, you know, 19. I don't know how good any of it is, but I probably never want to really hear it. You know,
do we ever want to hear it back?
No, I think I was kind of a pud when I was that age.
Your dad was also recording everything.
He recorded everything but himself.
Every birthday party, every birthday, every event, every, because you guys did a lot of, your mom was singing, your sister was in choir, your sister was in softball, and
he did all that. Plus he was,
recorded everything.
He was really into slides.
Yes.
Taking photos and converting them into slides. So he had the whole slide projector thing, and we'd sit around and watch this stuff all the time.
And there were probably, I'd say 50% of them were Red Rock from Lake Powell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whether or not anyone was in the photo, it was all
always
Lake Powell. Lot of landscape.
Yep. And all the if there were pictures of people, it was everybody but him. He never took any photos of himself,
There's
ever.
There's a few of him.
Rare, though.
But it was usually when he was on vacation with your mom and then like another few couples.
What was their group called? Together. They had a group.
They had a
They called it study group.
Yeah, it was like book club.
But that's not what they did.
They all went to Lake Powell and went.
For all I know, they were swinging.
No, stop.
I don't know. I have no idea. That was like, it was all mystery
your
back then.
Your mom's going to yell at you if she hears this.
I remember they would have these things. They go, oh, we're going study group this weekend.
The study group.
And we'd all go.
Which was the group. It wasn't what they were doing. It was called the study group because they were like a book club study group.
Yeah.
And then they would all go to Lake Powell or Hawaii or Europe or, you know, Japan.
I think they're swinging.
So that was...
They were swinging. They just never told us.
I don't want to think of your parents.
Maybe my mom's a swinger now at 82. Maybe that's happening. I don't know. There's older people in her area. They're hooking up, you know?
You just have to stop talking.
I want to keep this going. All right. Well, I'm done.
I don't want to have this conversation.
We'll never talk about it. Let us never speak of it again. I am going to get my hands on those tapes, though, and see what's going on there. I'm sure there's nothing in there I want to keep, though, of me.
Some fun audio of Scott.
Ugh, that's such a pud. I was such a pud when I was younger. I don't like when I hear myself. Like, when I was a little kid, fine. But, like, 12 through 20, blah, I don't want to hear it.
You were doing a lot of that, too, though.
I know.
I think you got that from your dad. You had a lot of recorders and
mics. Yeah, I ran around with a tape. Look, I was trying to make radio when I was in my pajamas with a tape recorder in my hand.
Oh, that's true.
So it makes sense I'm doing it now, I suppose. But I don't know. I just felt like I was kind of a weasel. Just a little turd.
You were fine.
Turd weasel. Was
you were
nickname.
A nice kid. Compared to
I
a lot
was a
of
nice
kids
kid.
You were a nice kid.
No, I was a nice kid. I was just awkward and
well,
dopey.
Everyone is.
I know.
12 to 19, give me a break.
I know.
Every kid.
That is the era that you go through. No matter
even
who you
if
are.
They weren't, they felt like they were.
Yeah. And then some kids have it a little harder. Like this morning. We hear sirens. Dogs are going.
We hear sirens.
We don't know why.
And I hear like some yelling, talking loudly. And it's not too super close to our house, but I can hear it. Scott's like, you're like the dogs. You can hear everything.
We'll get to your super hearing in a second because you've got some weird hearing. I don't know how you
hear another siren, which we now find out was an ambulance because an 11-year-old was crossing the crosswalk in front of our, like right across the street from us and got hit.
Got hit by a dude. And the dude who hit him wasn't going super fast, but just was being mindless.
It's kind of interesting. We're on this curve. Whenever we walk the dogs, we're super careful because you can be halfway across there and then a car kind of comes around a corner and you don't see it until the last second.
And if they're breaking, breaking the limit, they're hauling cheeks around that corner.
Like, some people, do all the time.
Yeah. Drives me nuts.
It's like 35. It's super slow. And I think if the kid had been going, I say kid, he was in his 20s.
He's probably
20,
21.
If he had been going above the speed limit, I don't think the kid would have made it. The 11-year-old
would have probably
died. So the girl
died.
I talked to saw the whole thing happen. She was driving next to the kid that hit him.
Yeah.
She got out of the car, was talking to the 11-year-old. He was coherent enough to give her his code to his phone. She called his mom, you know, that kind of stuff. So he was awake the whole time until the ambulance came and
hit his head and his midsection was hurting real bad.
Well, I think the car hit his midsection and then, he fell and hit his head.
Smacked
his head. He didn't get run over. Which is, if he had been going faster, probably could have been the situation.
Yeah. Small.
But the girl
that's
I talked to
win.
Was just like, I can't get the image out of my head. He's just laying there, you know, in pain. So.
Gosh, dang it, dude.
It's,
freaking kids getting hit
careful.
By cars.
Be careful. It's summer. There are kids everywhere.
I don't think it's the kids' fault.
No. I'm
no
sure
one stops there the way they're supposed to. Freaking stop.
I've walked that crosswalk, the exact same crosswalk, and got honked at for walking across it. This guy in a truck, some jackass, honks at me for walking across the crosswalk.
Why are they always in trucks? They're always in trucks, those guys.
He was like telling me to get out of the way.
Yeah. Why are they always trucks?
It's a crosswalk, so.
They're overcompensating.
Oh my gosh. I was so mad when it happened. But anyway, that isn't exactly what happened today. The kid stayed. He made sure, you know, the 11-year-old got it into an ambulance. He didn't, it wasn't a hit and run, so that was good.
Yeah, he didn't leave.
We woke up to our street being barricaded off, and we were like, what is going on?
Yeah, there's like four cops, three cop cars everywhere, and, you know, people looking. Oh, we were afraid somebody got shot or something because the... Because
all these neighbors are out being questioned.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess they had seen a lot of it.
A lot of people probably saw it, but
I mean,
that's
it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't super early or anything.
Yep. Nobody woke up this morning thinking that was going to happen to him, but that's how these things happen, I suppose. Anyway, be careful out there and don't run over people, I guess, is the main thing.
And, you know, talk to your kids. Be like, you know what? Not everyone's paying that close attention. You need to.
And if you see a crosswalk, you're supposed to yield. It's your job.
See if you can get eye contact with the person in the car because, come on.
Or yield.
Make sure they
see
you.
The driver just needs to yield.
Yeah.
Like if you're in that situation, your job is to look and make sure that you've got a clear.
Yes. And if you think you're in a hurry, wait till something like that happens and you're held up for longer than a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
You're
you think you're in a hurry. You're in a whole lot more than a hurry right now, bud. I feel, you know, he obviously is probably wrecked.
Yes.
He's probably just, you know, we all make mistakes, but man.
There's that split second people look down at their phone or they change the channel and don't see something going on.
Yeah.
So
do we know if it was phone?
No. No, I don't.
I hate when I hear about those.
I don't know what it was and why. But like I said, you come around a corner to this crosswalk.
Yeah.
So you don't see things till the very last second sometimes. And there are trees on both sides. And people park on both sides.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's ridiculous.
It's a cluster.
They really need to change a few things.
I don't know if they need to put a light there.
No, I think they need to change the parking situation. You shouldn't be able to park.
Oh, on both sides,
yeah. So that
you can. Well, that's already a rule. Just nobody adheres to it. No one enforces it. So,
no, it's on the other, across the street. It's whenever you're walking home and those trucks, a truck will be parked right there and you just can't see past it if someone's coming.
No, but I thought they had a thing where every other day or every other week was like park on the left side, park on the right side.
That's only for snow.
Oh, that's just to help them dig
that's
snow.
That's just for snow.
Oh, look, we have a visitor. Hello.
Oh, hi, Rainer.
Rainer, hi. You want to jump up here? Hi, come here. Hey, there's nothing to eat. Oh, apparently
crap
there is.
On the floor.
There is something to eat.
Office.
What did you eat? I don't know what I dropped. I dropped something on the floor and she just ate it. That's fantastic.
Anyway, just be careful out there. It's summer. Kids are everywhere. And, you know, just be careful.
Let's talk a little more about your super hearing. Ever since we've been married, Kim has this uncanny ability to hear anything, no matter how far away it is. The smallest of sounds.
Well,
it's true.
I think it used to drive you crazy because I would be in my car and I'd be like, what was that noise? And you're like, I didn't hear anything. I'm like, oh, no, there's something wrong.
Yeah,
something's wrong.
Something's
with my
rattling
car.
Around in my engine. Or whatever.
I always knew when there was a problem.
You always heard whatever it is. And sometimes it's just a rock.
Super hearing and super smelling.
Yeah. Yeah, which is a bummer because not so much the smelling part. Like if a dog Ralph's in the house, you'll know it. Kim will find it.
I've been woken up in the middle of the night, windows closed in our house, and it is a gutter for the townhomes across from us.
Yeah,
there's a like an alley between us and them, and I can hear the dripping of their gutter.
Dripping, yeah.
Just bloop, bloop,
yeah.
Bloop, and it'll wake me up in the middle of the night. It's so ridiculous.
I can't hear any of this. I've never heard that well. Like this, you have super hearing. It's weird. Like I feel like when you know, everyone, you know, in their declining years, let's say Kim hits 85 and starts, you know.
Losing. I'll hear like a normal person then.
Yeah, the rest of us will be deaf. You'll hear like regular people. But right now, you're like a dog. You hear a whistle a million years away. And hey, Rainer, you probably ought not be down here.
Come on.
She's going to eat something and then puke.
Go.
I don't know what's on the floor.
She's fine. She's just.
I need a sweep.
She's just a dog.
We have emails this week, and we love your emails. So I'm going to read three of them. No, wait. One, two, three. Three of them.
Cool.
That we received. These are all from listeners who sent emails to skimshow@gmail.com. Let's start with Leah, L-I-A. I think that's how you'd say it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hello, Scott and Kim. I hope you're doing well and staying cool for the summer. Do you think you guys might do a cooking episode in the future where Kim teaches Scott one of her recipes? and we get to learn along, says Leah.
I think that's a great idea.
I'd do that, sure.
We could record that.
I don't know what I'm doing.
And well, that's why I would teach you. Then you would know what you were doing.
There'll be a lot of put salt in, not that much.
No, there'd be a lot of fold it in. What do you mean fold it in?
I don't know how to fold it in.
How do you fold it in? It says fold it in. If you say fold it in,
didn't we have this exact experience?
No, this was on Schitt's Creek.
Oh, the fold it in episode. I forgot. I knew that was familiar.
My mother's enchiladas.
I forgot about that. But we could do that. Which one do you want to teach me, though? Like,
maybe we need to have people vote on what recipe Scott should try.
Okay. Jambalaya, your enchiladas.
My enchiladas, yeah.
You make a really good batch of...
curry.
Curry.
Curry's an easy one. You could probably do that.
What else? You make a lot of things. I can't think of them all.
Or if someone wants to send in a recipe and we will try it with Scott at the helm.
Speaking of
stirring.
Speaking of me at the helm. No, before we do that, what's the deal with these peas you picked up? Because they're like amazing.
They're fresh peas.
Have you guys ever had like fresh spring peas?
Like I went to a farm, bought some unshelled peas, shelled them myself, and we just
put
them in our curry. We ate some last night fried in a pan.
They're so good.
And you can just eat them raw. They're so tasty.
They're magical.
Yeah.
I ate a whole handful this morning like it was candy. They're so good. Oh my gosh. I want more of those. Do we have more of those? Is that it? Is that
the end of it? I can get some more. I just got the first batch that they just picked. So it was from a farm down the road that sells them.
Is this the Peterson, or what are they now?
They're called the Kinlins.
The Kinlins. I hate that new name.
It used to be Peterson Farms.
Peterson Farms was around forever, and so that's what we know, and now it's the Kinlins, and it's their kids changing the name because they're hipsters.
That's fine. Let them do what they're going to do.
It's like millennial sons, like,
stop.
We got to get with the times, Dad. I can just hear it. Anyway, whatever. Those are great. Here's an email from Connie, not my Aunt Connie or Aunt Connie, depending who you are and where you're from. What was that about? Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Well, I heard that.
There's a dog toy rolling around upstairs.
Rainer's doing what we call
zoomies.
She's doing laps. Everyone calls them zoomies, I guess. Anyway, Scott and Kim, have you guys ever had an all-out yelling match during your marriage? If so, what was it about, Connie? I was getting right to the point there.
Have we?
I don't think
we've ever had a yelling match.
Not like we have our disagreements and our moments like anyone else, but we've never had like full-on yells.
We've talked to the kids about this. We haven't had a fight. We've had our arguments.
Yeah.
But not a full-on brawling fight.
No fight.
Screaming, yelling.
No. Certainly nothing physical.
No.
And also just not that vocal. Like we don't get yelly. So that's why, here's a trick. Hey, new parents, if you want your kids... Basically, this is a setting expectations thing because the kids think that if I'm up in this register, I'm suddenly freaking out, even though
I know they're like, nothing. Why are you yelling? And I'm like, it's like you've you guys, never heard me yell.
Yeah. You don't know what yelling is,
but you're about to, if you don't stop.
Yeah. They just never heard.
Or what was it? You're fixing to get in trouble.
Yeah. I reckon you're fixing something. Anyway, they never felt like, you know, they never heard us yell like that. And we never had a fight like that. Not even privately. I'm trying to think.
I mean, we've had arguments, but it was never a yelling match.
No, never yelled. Sorry if that's disappointing.
Everyone's probably like, yeah, whatever.
I mean, I will admit there have been a couple of times where I probably deserve to be yelled at.
And same, but I feel like we usually talk about things pretty quick.
Yeah,
we don't really hold on to things.
I think the longest anything ever festered was maybe one time overnight, and I knew that morning it was a mistake. Like I should have apologized the night before, kind of thing. Like those happen sometimes.
One of those nights you just don't sleep because pretty
rare
an argument.
Yeah, you know that's an old cheese ball thing to say. Don't go to sleep mad or whatever. But it's true. You probably should try not to if you can.
The difference is, though, I think where it comes from that we haven't ever had that is we both talk a lot.
Yeah. Lots of talk.
And that, I think, is the biggest thing.
All the time. We went to...
So if something's bothering you, it's better to talk about it so it never becomes this thing that just chisels away at you and makes you angry every time it happens.
We snuck out to go to Firehouse Subs yesterday just for a quick lunch. And
snuck out.
We find excuses like that here and there to just, you know, go off somewhere. And
call
we
it a
always
date,
talk.
Call it a lunch, whatever yeah. you want to talk about.
You know, I'll admit sometimes, like during a weekday, I'm checking my phone a little too often on those dates, but.
But I'll call you out.
She'll call me out on it, yeah. It's like, oh, you're just going to look at your phone and not talk to me?
We're on a date. So come on now.
And then I'll say.
This is the only time we had all day.
Here, I'll text you. Connie, thank you for your email. Jenny wrote in. Nobody we know, as far as I know. J-E-N-N-I. Do we know any with an I?
Possibly.
Okay. I was trying to figure out if this is somebody we knew or not.
Okay.
The reason is the question is very specific. Anyway, hello, Skim people. Kim seems to be the cool aunt, in quotes, in your extended family. I remember Scott using those exact words on another show at some point. How did you get to be the cool aunt? Does it bug any of the parents? And do you feel pressure to keep up that status of the cool aunt? A future aunt would like to know. Love the show. Jenny.
I would say...
What do you do to keep it up?
To keep it up, it's really just having the same thing with that I do with Scott. You have conversations with these kids. You don't ignore them when you get to family events. You find out what they're actually doing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And I have talked to my siblings and my sister-in-laws. They're not jealous of it. They're glad that I do it.
They're glad they have this other thing, this outlet.
They feel like their kids now have a second.
Yeah.
Mom kind of thing going on mm-hmm. that if they needed something and they couldn't talk to their mom about it for whatever reason, they always have someone they can talk to.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really important, but you just naturally do it. You just kind of just ease into that.
I enjoy it. It's really fun. And having a conversation mm-hmm. and taking your 4-year-old niece and when she comes over, cause her mom needs to go get a haircut or something and having a tea party with mm-hmm. her, mm-hmm. that's cool.
It's fun
for them and they love it and they remember it.
She's coming today.
And it's pretty easy.
She's coming
I actually
today.
Had that conversation with my brother the other day. He was like, she just wants to come see Aunt Kim. And I said, sweet, I love being the fun aunt.
Yeah, they all do it. Even back when our kids were little, the equivalent little nieces and nephews and the other, you know, my sisters and my brother and mm-hmm. stuff, Kim would do like Black Friday breakfast and then go shopping with all the kids.
Oh, yeah,
all
like get up at 4 o'clock in the
4 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't believe you guys used to do
that. And their parents were like, I don't want to do that. So I'm like, well, I'll do it. It's
and then me and the sane, all the sane nephews would stay home and play video games. We'd whip out the GameCube and have some fun. So it goes both ways. You can also be the cool uncle. And I think that's an important thing, especially male role model stuff, if you can.
I've talked to my own kids about this. And they thought it was cool that I didn't have to be the aunt that never had kids or never.
Oh,
had kids their same ages.
Right.
They were all the same age, but I was still the fun aunt because I was the one that would, when they all got together and the cousins that were the same age would be like, oh, we love this band. I'm like, well, find the concert. We'll go. I'll take you to it.
Kim would take them to concerts.
And you guys get your tickets and I'll be there. I'll pick you all up and we'll go.
I would not go.
I had nieces that I missed a trip at the last minute to New York one time. It was a long time ago. Mm. Taylor was in high school.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I woke up that morning and I was like, the tickets didn't show up in the mail. It was this long story. Let's just get in the car and go to Vegas. It's hot there and we'll go sit by a pool. And so I took my sister and then my niece from another family and then Taylor. The four of us went and we ate chocolate cake by the pool and we just went for like 4 days. But I think it's being spontaneous that makes it really fun.
Yeah. And they're, you know, once again, this is just like parenting. If you actually give a crap about your nieces and nephews, then they'll know.
Yeah.
They know.
Make sure their birthdays are
genuine.
In your phone, even if it's mm-hmm. a text or a card in the mail, whatever it is, you remembered them. And
they're smart enough to know. They all are. They know when it's fake or it's just performative or whatever. But if you actually do care about them, like it's as simple as that. If you actually care about them, then this just comes naturally. And you should, because they're great. Kids are great.
It's super fun.
Jenny, thanks
so
for your
good
email.
Good luck, Jenny. You're going to be a great aunt.
Yeah, you're going to be a great aunt.
If you're asking, you're going to be awesome.
You're going to be a great aunt and one day a great aunt. Connie also, and Leah, thank you for your emails. Boy, it's all ladies today.
I'm okay with that.
Hey, hey, hey. I like it. Let's talk about food for a second. The only thing I put on here, because we haven't made anything new recently, was you guys went to the Asian market and picked up these furry Asian testicle fruit things. Do you want to explain what the hell those were? I was blown away by these.
I think it's called a rambutan. I'm not really.
Rambutan?
It's a weird spelling. Look it up.
Rambutan. Okay.
I think that's how you say it. I'm not really sure. And we'd seen it on Somebody Feeds Phil, and we're like, okay, they have them here. We're going to try this. And it's a pack of like 12.
Well, there it is. Rambutan.
Rambutan.
It almost sounds like ask your doctor if Rambutan is right for you. Yeah, these are the... Oh, there they are. Okay, so they are these...
This really fun little fruit. We were like, okay, we saw it. You guys got to look them up.
They're really weird because on the outside, it's almost alien. Like something you'd see in No Man's Sky or something on a planet you found.
You're going to jump off your plate.
It's like this weird furry red and a very bright red, like shock red color.
Dark red, and then they have little arms coming off
little
of
it. Little hairs coming off of it or whatever. I mean, it really does look like a nightmarish testicle.
But when you cut it open, you just get through the skin, you pop it open, and then there's this little piece of fruit in the middle that tastes like sherbet.
It's so good. Almost
like, it tastes a little bit like...
It reminds me of kiwi is what it reminds me of.
Kiwi?
Sweeter kiwi.
Like kiwi and cantaloupe and honeydew melon.
Honeydew melon.
It's like does have a pit in the middle, so don't bite it straight out because you'll break a tooth.
You'll break a tooth, yeah. But it's amazing.
It was really good.
I was blown away. And I felt wrong the whole time because I'm just like, this is
so
ugly. Now it's uglier.
If you get to the store and you find some weird thing that you don't know what it is, look it up. See if you think you would like it and try it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Let's see. These were... The seeds were imported from Java in 1906, so the U.S. didn't even get to see these until Puerto Rico had some. So, let's see, introduced the Philippines, Indonesia. Where did these start?
I'm mumbling.
Malaysia, Indonesian area or region.
I think that's where Phil had tried them.
That's where he was at. It spread from there to parts of Asia, Africa, Oceania, and in Central America. And around the 13th to 15th centuries, Arab traders would use these as big-time currency.
I would say if you're going to try them, if you have an Asian market, try them there, because we did find them in a different grocery store and they were three times the price at a regular grocery store because they are a specialty item. But we find cool stuff there and then it's worth trying because it doesn't break the bank to try something new.
So these look like they won't grow here.
We get our...
Needs to be more humid.
Our, what are they called? Radishes.
Radishes. Oh, and kimchi. You're talking about the store?
Yeah. The daikon radish. We get them there too.
Yeah, yeah.
And we make our pickled daikon.
They have all of the things you want. I love it there.
It's really fun. I mean, if you're not an adventurous food person, the rambutan was something you could try because it tasted really good. It wasn't weird or super bitter or hot or anything like that.
It says here, we need to be more humid to have them here. So if we want to grow them in,
it's not going
to
happen
in Utah, it's not going to happen here.
We're just going to keep buying them at the Asian market.
It might happen if there's a lot of theories out there. There's some geological theories that we're going to become a tropical zone in the next 100 years.
Potentially tropical here.
We won't be here. Kids won't be. None of us will be here.
Our
Van's kids.
Grandchildren might be here.
Van's kids could be here, right? Wouldn't they? They'd be older.
Yeah.
It's not like it happens overnight and you're like, it's here, we're okay.
It feels like that's what's happened in the last 5 years, though. Things have gotten real crazy and real strange.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh, there's different types. Ripe yellow rambutan, unripe rambutan fruits, rambutan binjai.
I would say go for ripe over unripe because it sounds like it would be kind of bitter, maybe.
The three colors of rambutan, these are three different variations. One is yellow with black hair. One is green with kind of green hair, and then those red ones.
And the red ones with the kind of purpley hair.
I'd take a whole bowl of these. They're so... My eyes blown away. I felt like I was doing something like wrong until I ate it.
If you refrigerated them or froze them a little bit, they would be like ice cream.
Yeah.
They were really good.
Really, really good. Oh, you could do that. Make them cold? Put them in a drink
I don't know if you can cut into them very easily, but...
But imagine like a frozen center. Put that in a drink. When you're done, you could eat that and throw the pit away.
That'd be tasty.
Like a little flavor bomb in there. Okay.
Why not?
We'll give it a shot. Anyway, if you want to learn more about that, go look it up. I don't want to tell you any more about it. that's it, I think, for today. Anything else going on we should tell people about?
We appreciate all the emails, so send us more.
Oh, yeah, keep emails coming.
Get questions.
See how short these were today? Those are perfect. Nice and short. I mean, they can be long, too, but we like them short, you know? Do we?
I don't know.
Maybe we don't.
It depends. Some people have to explain what they're talking about.
These three people, I just want to say, though, got right to the point of what they wanted to say. They weren't messing around.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And I like that. I appreciate that. But if you want to send us a long one, that's fine, too. Some of you are more verbose, and that's okay. I'm not here to judge. Who am I? Who are you? What are we?
Skim. Skim Weir.
Skim Weir Skim. All right. That's going to do it. I think that's it. If you'd like to support the show, a great way to do it is over there at Frog Pants, the Frog Pants Patreon, patreon.com/frogpants. It's kind of there to be kind of a catch-all for everything else in the network that sort of doesn't have its own, you know, funding method or whatever. So every little bit helps. As low as $1 a month could get you where you want to be. And there's cool benefits for being over there too. So go check it out. Patreon.com/frogpants. Our email address is skimshow@gmail.com and frogpants.com/skim. Anything else? Is that it?
Try something new this week.
Try something new in the kitchen, in the backyard, in the bedroom, whatever you want. It's up to you, right?
That's my advice this week. Try something new.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.